Blackstone Audio presents Whistlin' Dixie in a Nor'easter by Lisa Patton. To Michael and Will, my true pride and joy, and to each and every single mother, go after your dream, no matter how unattainable it may seem. Prologue. A miserable, freezing cold New Year's Day. Willingham, Vermont. No one ever told me you can't bury somebody up north in the wintertime, so when my little 15-year-old Yorkie, Princess Grace Kelly, decided to pick New Year's Eve to go to doggy heaven, we had a problem. My handyman Jeb had the nerve to tell me that Gracie would have to wait in a shoebox on a garden shelf until spring, or the thaw, as the Vermonters call it. I told him in no uncertain terms that I could never make Gracie do that, and his solution was simply not an option. I mean, the least I could do was give her a proper burial with a funeral and all, after dragging her 1,473 miles away from home, in her golden years, no less, to a place where Titi and outside was not an option for her. The first time I ever set her down to go on top of the 4-foot snowdrift outside our door at the inn, she was nearly buried alive. The first thing you need to know about me is that I am not a pushover. I'll admit to being a little naive, maybe, but I am no doormat. My girlfriends thought I was a huge doormat, but moving all the way to Vermont changed that forever. Anyway, here I was, living in sub-zero Vermont, but bound and determined to get Gracie into that ground. The night before Jeb informed me about this Yankee oddity, I had called my best friend Virginia to give her the news about Gracie's passing. My nose was completely stopped up from crying when I dialed her number at 2:30 in the morning, my time. "Gracie's gone," I wailed into the phone as soon as she answered. What did you?